welcome to another episode of the Mighty Movie Pod. My name is Ryan.
I'm Josh.
And we're back at
what you. What did I do? I'm Josh. I can never nail down the intro.
The intros will elude us.
Back when I used to do them, it was easier.
That's true.
And then you just started doing them, and I was like, all right, cool.
That's true. I did used to make
you
do
them. You used to make me do them. You used to sit there and stare at me until I would be like, hi. Well, and then like I botched one, and you were just like, no more.
Yeah, I don't remember when that switch happened. I for some reason, I thought that I had just always done it. But you're right.
No, it's been a long time.
And you didn't know if we were starting yet or not, and I just stare.
I was like, "What are we going? What are you staring at me for?" And you would always cut that part out. And yeah. I always wished that you had left that part in, but I felt like you thought we were going to be stealing from Penny Arcade or something.
Yeah, sometimes I do edits based on like, that shtick is somebody else's.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the podcast.
You're here.
Yeah. We're back. We said we would be, and what do you know?
Here we be. I am not prepared for this.
We're running out of ones, to be honest. Our combinations.
I know.
It's finite. You know what I mean?
Yeah. There's only so many things that we can do grammatically incorrect.
True.
We just need to spend more time on the internet because, like, man, it's a treasure trove of bad grammar.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We actually have some current movies to talk about. One we talked a bit about last week, but yeah. We'll get to that. We saw a new release. I did not see Angel Has Fallen. Just for anybody who's tuning in hoping to hear about that, sorry.
Damn.
I'll get to it.
That was going to be the hot one.
I know. Sorry to disappoint.
I still got to watch the other two before I can see it.
Dude, you do.
I don't.
You do.
I don't.
Come on. It'll be a good afternoon. You watch those.
That's like when my friend loaned me the first two Expendables movies, and I liked them. They were cool. And then he was like, so, dude, like, we're going to the premiere next week? And I was like, no, I'm not paying to watch those.
Yeah, like, you gave them to me on a bootleg DVD, and I was like, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, he gave me the first one, which he actually owned, and he gave me the second one on bootleg. And I was like, why do you have a fucking bootleg of it?
Like, even he doesn't care.
I was like, you love this movie, and you gave me a bootleg of it.
It's not a glaring recommendation.
Yeah, I know. That's what I said. I was like, you couldn't even be bothered to pay $15, you know? Like,
True. You know what I want to talk about first, Josh?
Ooh.
Polar bears.
They're a menace.
They ruined an entire show for me.
I know. I know. And what sucks is I was like, just hang, dude, we'll figure it out. And then I found out and I was like, fucking polar bears. This is like, oh yeah, no, we moved the island.
And, yeah, we move them and stuff. Anyway, no, I want to talk about
fucking
the D23 Expo is going on.
Yes.
It's not like we're huge Disney fans, but the fact that they own everything, there's something that you're probably going to be interested to come out of there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It kind of goes into what I was talking about the last episode, I think.
Yeah. Where they just own everything and it sucks. But, we finally got our first glimpse at the Mandalorian, like proper, not fan footage of
where some guy's like, oh, all rad through the whole thing. Yeah.
Or pictures. It was a trailer. And, oh boy.
Yeah.
Please don't be bad.
I really don't want it to be.
Because I'm super into it.
I love that it's like, it's got a bigger budget than it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm just like, man, this looks like really low end, but like, I know that they put a lot of money into it. I think it's because they're going back to basics with the whole, they're doing all miniatures and stuff, which I think is very cool because you don't have to wait for CGI or anything and nobody's going to pick apart that they didn't have enough money to make the CGI look great because that's like a huge deal these days. Everybody pisses and moans when TV CGI doesn't look up to snuff.
Yeah. It's odd. But that's, you know, that's not really what I care about in this.
No.
It looks like they're going for it. There's some space stuff that's like, eh. But it looks, like you said, miniatures and stuff.
Yeah, it's all miniatures, the puppets.
Yeah.
You got all the good stuff.
But there's aliens, there's scumminess, there's acting.
Yeah.
And
yeah, like, Werner Herzog.
Yeah. I'm like, cool.
Werner Herzog. Yeah, how do you say it? I don't know.
It just looks cool.
It looks really cool.
It just got me pumped up.
Yeah.
I have one gripe with it.
What's that?
And it's fucking stupid. It's a Josh type gripe.
Is it the carbonite freeze?
Yes. Okay. I just winged that at the time. Okay. And now apparently it's just a thing they did.
But this takes place after Return of the Jedi. Oh, that's so right. I was thinking maybe because that was such an efficient transport method. So it doesn't really bother me too much. It's not like we're playing Old Republic and just like you're a bounty hunter and you've just carbonite froze and everybody. When yes, it is specifically stated in Empire Strikes Back, we've never done this before. Yeah. We're not even sure he'll live
through
it.
Boba Fett was concerned.
Yeah, and he better live through this.
Yeah, and Vader said, we'll pay you if it doesn't work. Yeah. Like, yeah. But you're right. Word got out, and you know he was displayed in Jabba's palace for how
long?
Exactly.
He was hanging up there for a year, maybe two. You know, I cut it a little slack, but I'm with you on that. Where I was just kind of like, oh, really? The carbonite freeze again?
I actually forgot that's when it was set. That was news to me. I had watched the trailer first, and then I think I'd seen the timeline thing later. And I was like, oh, it's after Return of the Jedi.
It's supposed
to
take place in that 30-year gap?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, I guess that does. Like the Empire still fucking existed after that.
Yeah, yeah.
There's not a lot to say. It's just like that looks good. I know nothing about it.
Yeah, I like that.
Looks
there's...
good, and I like the tone. It
I
seems
like
they're
that there's for. No characters that we know. Like, yeah, there's an IG droid, but it's not IG-88, and IG-88 is just one of like millions. He was just a battle droid.
Mm-hmm.
So. Great. Yeah. I'm very looking forward to it.
It's kind of like what I was hoping to get from a Rogue One and a Solo and stuff like that. Just kind of more boots on the ground. Not even boots on the ground. Like just
regular people in the Star Wars
day
universe.
To day. Kind of what Rebels. Yeah. Star Wars Rebels, the animated one. Kind of like what they were doing, where it's more focused on like one planet.
Yeah.
And the struggle.
I don't know if it's gonna be one planet or a couple planets, but it's like it's people outside of the norm and stuff. Like it's not Boba Fett. Yeah. It's like not Boba Fett. It's a totally different character. That's what I like about it. Is it's I don't know anybody in this fucking show.
The Empire's involved just because they were like the galactic government.
Just
because
the Empire was still around. Yeah.
Exactly. But outside of that, it's not like people you know or connected to people you know and their story.
We're
it's
getting like, in on the wars and everything. And I hope that it doesn't end up where he's got to help the rebellion or something like that. I hope it's just episodic, like a Magnum PI or a Knight Rider kind of situation where it's just this is his new adventure for this episode and stuff. I hope it doesn't have a big overarching story.
Yeah, I hope not either. I'm sure there'll be cameo-esque shit.
Yeah, somebody gets a holograph message or something like that, but...
Skywalker. Whoa.
Yeah.
I mean, he was a legend.
He was indeed. Oh, yeah. I'm sure that there will be mentions of like Han, you know, because I mean, I'm sure he was still prevalent among that group. Maybe Skywalker, you know, the Skywalker kids flipping through windows or whatever.
Yeah.
He's got himself a laser sword.
Got himself one of them laser swords. Yeah. On top of that, there was like a new kind of teaser mashup video for Rise of Skywalker. They didn't release it yet. I saw a little bit of a leak and mostly just people telling you what they saw, which is such a weird thing.
I hate that.
When they can just tell you, when people can just say, this is what happened, just show everybody.
Yeah.
I guess it's coming out on Monday. Like Entertainment Weekly is going to put it out or something. But allegedly, this is what people saw, is that Rey had a dual-bladed red lightsaber at one point.
That's what somebody else was talking about that maybe it separates.
Yeah.
You know, but like it's what you were calling back in the day that she's going to have the big staff or something.
Yeah. So, that's cool, and the new poster outside of the weird Palpatine toy that they put on the top, whatever. I still like the poster. It's got Rey and Kylo and it looks cool because they're fighting on like a rainy piece of equipment, so but then it's got some literally a picture of a Palpatine toy. Like somebody figured out where they got that image from, and it really is from one of the like a model from one of the
like it's like one of the Sideshow collectibles or something like that. Yeah.
I was like, yeah, it looks dumb. I was like, at first glance, I'm like, oh, that's cool. And then like you look at it closer and you're like, that looks weird.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to crop it.
This is Photoshopped a guy. Bank.
Just going to crop that.
It's like all those jokes they make about the bad Spider-Man posters and stuff, or the Rogue One posters where they were all running across the beach and there was like a giant shark coming out of the water and stuff. That one was really funny. I liked that one a lot.
So, you know, Star Wars.
I think I saw one that was like Star Wars Staycation or something like that. It was over Rogue One poster with the tropical scene and everything.
One, yeah. But, you know, we talked a little bit about Star Wars last episode. And it's like, yeah, this got me a little excited for some stuff. Yeah,
Mandalorian looks pretty cool. I'm excited for it. I hope it pays off.
Yeah, I'm super into it. It just hopefully it's
they, good. They officially announced the Obi-Wan series.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But I'm like, he was just on Tatooine.
Yeah, I mean.
I'm like, what, is it going to be a little slice of life, like one of those British shows where he just goes into town and goes to market, maybe has a romance with some blue milk farmer widow
or something? I wouldn't mind. I mean,
I would be fine. I would actually be 100% okay with it. I'm joking, but at the same time, like, just like he's just like living a normal life. Like he rides his bike into town. You know, good morning.
Yeah. I mean, I know at the end of 3, it's just like he drops Luke off with Uncle Owen and then fucking you assume he just goes into exile immediately. But who knows? Maybe he's got some mission and I don't know.
He tries to go, you know, handle some shit and then takes out. Whatever. Yeah. I don't see it lasting very long. I see that as a limited run.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. No, it is a limited series.
Okay, well, they often say limited series, and then, you know, they make a second season of House of Haunting of Hill House.
Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, I don't know. That's what people wanted from Picard, you know, what you were describing. That's what people wanted from Picard, and they did not go that direction.
They're definitely not going that direction.
So, like, if they did with this, I'd be like, okay. You know, whatever.
I would love that, dude. Just a normal... Like, he just exists in Star Wars. It's like we were saying with Mandalorian.
Yeah.
You know, like, you get the boots on the ground, regular, everyday Joe. He's not a part... Well, everyday Joe. Just a random...
The realities of living in
the realities
that,
of living in it, yeah.
When and you're then, not but, a space wizard.
Yeah, exactly. And you don't... But then, like, you're a space wizard, but you're trying to, you know, live your life and just accept your reality.
Yes, I forget. Right, wait, but he is a space wizard, but his surrounding cast would not be.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, but like, so you're getting the gritty gunfighter Western style with Mandalorian. You go over to Obi-Wan and it's just him like, you know, like checking out fruit or something, you know?
Yeah, could be him.
I think I'll go by old Marcy's today, you know?
Yeah, it could be him trying to clean up Tatooine or something. Like, who knows?
It's like Downton Abbey.
Yeah. Fuck, dude. I don't know how that's going to go. Interested, don't care that much. I know. The thing is I don't know how popular it really is, because I just know prequel memers are very loud and very just vocal. So I don't know how much of a real demand there is for that kind of thing, but it seems like a lot.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's real or just prequel memes just leaking all over the internet.
I have no idea. I don't know. Yeah. I can't parse it anymore.
No.
Like, how excited are we actually, you know, it's like we were talking about how no one can wait.
Best part.
It's like how we keep talking about how everybody can't wait to hate something.
Yeah.
It's like, I can't figure out like, do you genuinely want to see this or do you just want to make fun of it? You know, like it's hard to parse the two anymore, like where it's just like, okay, what do you like? You know,
it's like my life is just a nightmare of memes, man. I don't know. It's just irony and memes, and I don't know what's real.
Yeah, exactly.
True. So yeah, there's your Star Wars update for the week. Yeah, I think that was it.
Yeah.
They're making like a hotel or something. And like the end,
fucking of course
and
they
like
are.
And like the lore is that you're on like a gigantic cruise spaceship.
Oh my god!
So whatever, I don't know.
I don't know. It's so funny. Like I don't, maybe when you're a kid that works, but like I don't know it. Like I've always thought I had a pretty decent imagination and stuff, but like it's like you're telling me I'm in a spaceport, but like. I had to wait in line to get in here. You know?
I had to wait in line.
I'm hot. I'm sweaty. I have to pee. if I tell my dad I have to pee, he's going to get real pissed because we're going to have to walk all the way back there, you know, wait in line again. You know, it's just like...
Yeah, I don't know. Some people are just way more into the amusement parks thing. They're just like super getting into
it. Yeah, yeah.
Never been my thing. I like roller coasters.
That's the only part of amusement parks.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't... Yeah. The theme and stuff, it really doesn't matter a lot.
So I remember when the Batman coaster came out and there was supposed to be like a little story going on while you were in there. And I was just like, dude, I just want to ride a Batman themed roller coaster.
I don't care.
I don't care, man.
There's stuff going on in the line for the Riddler.
I like the designs of like the lobbies and stuff like as you're going through the queue and everything. I think that's great. Like
themed restaurants and the lobby having some stuff to look at or the lines having stuff to look at while you're going through. Sure. But like there are people who are just like, I know every aspect of everything about this park.
Exactly. Yeah. And I mean, if that's your thing,
no, for sure.
Great. You know, but like, I'm just like, yeah, okay, dude, it's just going to do a loop de loop. That's cool. That's I think one of the coolest ones, aside from the Indiana Jones ride, which I always liked the design of like the whole going in the tunnel and everything. And, you know, like sometimes like you're walking through and at one point, like you step on something or something, you get those puffs of air, like the darts are shooting at you. I always thought that was really cool. I liked the Superman one too at Magic Mountain. That one was really, really cool.
Yeah, I've actually never.
Because it looks like the Fortress of Solitude.
I've never actually ridden Superman. I've been in that tunnel hundreds of times, it feels like.
Yeah.
No, it's broken down.
That sucks, dude.
Or been not open that day. Yeah. Or I've been in line for like an hour and then it breaks down and they're like, we don't know how long it's going to be. And I just never actually even ridden it. And I've been there a million times.
I remember my friend used to wear this cross necklace all the time. And when we went up and just as it starts to drift back down, you get like a brief second of like zero G.
Yeah.
And my friend's necklace just popped up off his chest like that. It was kind
of
cool.
You're like, that's awesome. Yeah. I remember people would like let go of stuff and it would float there.
Yeah.
So that's the only other Star Wars thing, but moving on from D23, because it's just a bunch of what are we going to put on our streaming service to make people give us money.
When does that go live?
November 10th?
15th? Is it November 10th? Because I know that they're starting to pump trailers out, and it's like November 12th, this is coming. Yeah. November this is coming. You know,
yeah, I'm just one like, of those.
Okay, when does your service launch, start?
Yeah, and I think they're bundling it where you get like the ABC Plus and
Disney. You can get like ESPN Hulu
for like 10.
Yeah,
and
you
Hulu,
get Hulu,
right?
ESPN, and one other thing I can't think of what it is, but yeah, you can bundle it all together. And I was actually thinking about doing it
because
I've already got there, and I think it's like $13 a month.
Yeah, it's not bad. So yeah.
God, it sounds like we're selling it. Like, it's actually pretty cheap, guys. It's a good convenient deal. It's a convenient deal for my money.
Yeah. You want to see that live action Lady and the Tramp that they're putting on there? This is what you got to do.
Oh my God. Is it actually live action?
This one is actually live action.
Oh, okay. I thought that was like what
there
all the
are
other
human
ones
people that play in it, and they have two dogs that I think are just dogs.
I was going to say, is it like the old style, like Homeward Bound, where the dog doesn't move its lips or anything, but the dog's like you get like the Michael J. Fox voiceover for.
I'm going to have to watch the trailer now. I just saw the poster. Shit, because I don't fucking know.
Oh man. What was the one where they actually made the real cats and dogs? They like added CGI lips and stuff to
a
them.
Lot of them.
Oh dude, it was the one where they were spies and cats were evil.
God, Spy Dogs.
We'll go with Spy Dogs because I can't remember the name of it.
Yeah,
they were just like it was horrifying.
They did the same thing with the Kevin Spacey's cat movie, right?
Oh my God, I forgot about that movie. I don't even remember.
I don't know.
Yes,
either.
Maybe.
Yes, I don't know.
No, I don't know.
Anyway, that's your Star Wars Disney update for the week. Let us move on.
Indeed.
Josh.
Bigger and better things.
To bigger and better. A new movie just came out this weekend. The most current movie, so we'll talk about it first.
Ooh.
Ready or Not.
Ready or Not.
Kind of a wacky
Here
horror.
Here I come. I'm gonna find you. Sorry. Remember that song?
Was it
Beyonce?
I don't. But right. I do remember the song.
Yeah.
Josh, what did you think about Ready or Not?
Okay. I enjoyed it. It was good.
Same.
I've seen that movie a million times, though. And that's what sucks, is it's like, I feel like because that story is so easy to hide that, you know, well, quote unquote hide, it's pretty obvious through all of those movies what's going on. There's no subtext. It's not subtle at all.
Yeah, yeah.
And in any of those and movies, this one, Get Out, The Lottery, you know, it's always the same plot line. Stranger comes into a strange situation, family, town, whatever. Finds out it's not as great on the surface as it looks.
The reason this one worked the best for me, I think, is that everybody involved also thought it was ridiculous, but they just were doing it because they had to.
Yeah.
And they were like, they weren't even sure if they needed to. They're just like, we got to do this.
I know. It was pretty funny. And then I did enjoy the daughter. She was hilarious.
Yes.
She was just a total... The daughter and her husband were such a screw-up.
Yes. I think... I'm sorry to cut you off on what you were trying to say about it. But like, yeah, I agree. It's exactly like that.
Yeah. We're getting to it, right? We're getting into what I was going to say. Basically, it was like... I enjoyed it, but when I left the movie, it wasn't like it didn't really stick with me that much.
No.
I was just kind of like, "All right, it was good. That was cool. I don't regret going in there for an hour."
Yeah, it was a solid 90 minutes. Yeah.
I liked the girl; she was really good.
Yeah, see,
she was a good scream queen because she had some really good, she got you in with her terror. Like,
she
that
did
was really good.
Those parts she did well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The whole cast was really good. The female cast especially, I think, was really good.
Mm-hmm.
I like Adam Brody a lot. He was fine.
He was Adam Brody.
Yeah, he was Adam Brody. That's all he does.
I think the one that disappointed me the most was her husband.
Yeah. Yeah.
The guy that played her husband.
He was flat.
Just very...
Yeah. She was really good. Like you said, the Scream Queen stuff. And like when I saw what was going to happen when she was climbing out of that thing, I knew it was going to happen.
Oh.
And I still got me.
I know. They made sure to show you that nail. And I was just like, no.
Yeah. Oh! I'm like, I know exactly what's going to happen here. But
that was the one thing was like, they did a great, sorry, we're talking over each other. They do a great thing of like that Hitchcockian, like, you see the bomb.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, when is it going to happen? And that happened throughout the whole movie. So I thought that was really cool. Like, you know what's going to happen. And then when it does finally happen, like it still hits.
Mm-hmm.
It's only a matter of time, you know?
Yes.
It
did a great job of mixing when they were going for genuine kind of horror-esque shit and the goofy nonsense of the movie.
The butler scared the shit out of me.
Yeah, like that was pretty good. And then, so when she fell flat for me is when it was like, we're going to be like, she's a badass or she's going to curse for no reason. That's when I was like, she's kind of like, I get it. It was a little forced. That's when it
But went, I felt like it was supposed to be forced.
Yes.
Like they were going into that. They were leaning into that grindhouse.
And that's when it was leaning too far that direction.
Oh,
they actually kind of managed to keep it pretty centered.
Yeah.
Where they're like, taking it seriously, a little humor, a little over the top, kind of bringing it back. And when those kind of things would happen, like the ending.
I love
the ending.
Okay,
I
thought everything about the ending
the
was
The very, very end, like pre-cut to credits ending, I thought it was a little much.
I thought it was great, dude.
See, but it felt a little bit better than a movie I would expect that from, is kind of how I feel about it.
Okay.
It was a little bit more mainstream than something I'd watch, like a Shudder exclusive of this movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no,
the
Shudder
exclusive version of this, it would be mostly those lines.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Well, she also would have had tits up to her chin and everything.
Yeah,
you know?
Not looked like a normal...
Yeah,
you know what? I actually didn't. They did not sexualize her at all.
No, really. They did very well with that whole bit, like without making it like ham-fisted that they weren't trying.
I just realized this right now because she just seemed like a normal human being.
Yeah, I thought that the whole like tearing of her wedding dress throughout the whole thing, like you see that thing fall apart. I thought that was kind of an interesting thing where she's just like slowly shedding that part, you know, and everything. It kind of spoke to her character development a bit.
Yes.
I thought that was really cool. Like, you know, she tears it to get so she can
run.
A little bit
of visual metaphor
as well. You know, and then when she gets the hand wound,
yes,
she's tears the sleeve off, and I thought that was great. I felt for her real bad when she was trying to climb out that gate.
Yeah,
that looked like it hurt so bad.
Yeah, that was good. That was good stuff. Like, it was just a well executed movie.
Yeah, it's really good. It's like how I felt about Get Out, where I was just like, yeah, if I hadn't seen this like 40 times already, you know, I'd be praising it too.
Yeah, where it really, really, like, impressed me was the consistency of the tone.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
It was primo.
It was a black comedy through and through.
Through and through. Exactly. It was great. You want to do spoilers? Because I really want to talk about the ending. And I really can't talk about it without spoiling it.
All right.
All right. Spoilers. You're warned. It will give us 2 minutes. All right. When I was watching it, I said, there's only two fucking ways that this can end.
Yeah.
Either they have to actually sacrifice her.
Yeah.
Which would be crazy.
Yeah.
I'm like, or there really does have to be consequences to her getting away. There should be no her and her husband get away scot-free or whatever. And
her and her husband were never going to get away.
When when everybody actually exploded and instantly died,
yeah,
including the kids.
Yeah.
I was just like, perfect.
This is
a great ending. Well,
did you ever see Cabin in the Woods?
No.
It has the same kind of ending.
Okay.
Where it's like, oh yeah, yeah, no, shit's real. This is real, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a little bit of a breather where it's like, yeah, this all kind of was nonsense. Like, nobody ever really believed it. They were just too scared.
Well, it's like, at first when it didn't happen, I was like, well, now we have the conundrum, you know.
Of what to do.
The daughter has murdered two people.
Yeah.
She's murdered, like, four.
Yes.
I think at that. Oh, yeah. No, no, no. She only killed the mom. No, she didn't kill the sister.
No, I think the mom,
Adam Brody's wife. He didn't. She had killed
the butler, kind of. Like, it wasn't really her fault.
Well, so, and the other maid was not her fault.
No,
she just easily
hit the
pressed
dumbwaiter.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was just like, so what, do we just agree not to talk about this? It's funny because at that point in the theater, when they're lingering and stuff, and he goes to move toward her, and she's like,
yeah,
you know, the girl behind me goes like, yeah, therapy.
Anyway, that is our 2 minute mark right there. So yeah, I enjoyed the end.
I enjoyed the ride. It was really good. Yeah. They spend enough time developing that they do have a real relationship together. Like, they love each other. They want to get married. And then, like, once that's out of the way, it just goes straight into it. And I thought that was great. There's no hemming and hawing about, you know, like, is this, like, legit, you know, and stuff. Because, like
there's,
I said,
there's characters constantly questioning it. And then, like, something will happen. They'll be like, does that count?
Does that count? Yeah. Like, well, and it's funny because they state in the movie, like, I've only done this fucking once. Yeah. This hasn't happened in, like, 20 years.
Yeah.
You know, it's... and it's, again, like, they do the Hitchcock thing where they set up what happens, what this family is about at the very beginning of the movie.
Yep.
And I like that they did that with Adam Brody's character, because then you see how much that affected him.
Yep.
Like, he's all fucked up now because of, like, helping at the beginning of the movie. And it's great. I liked it a lot. It's just, like I said, I've seen that story too many times, and I was afraid that would happen when I went in. I was kind of hoping for some subversion and stuff, but then a lot of things just kind of play out exactly like they always play out.
Yeah.
But I still liked it. Like, yeah. I enjoyed it a lot.
Not everything needs to be an absolute banger. This was just like a good, it was good. Like,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. I liked
enjoyable.
It. Yeah. I don't regret spending... It's only 95 minutes long.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, it doesn't drag.
No. Oh, no. There's no part in that movie where I was just like, fuck, when are we going to...
It doesn't drag. It doesn't ever get overly stupid. Like,
no.
Nobody ever makes any really dumb decisions.
No. And then when they do make dumb decisions,
just
there's consequences.
Yeah, there's consequences, and it, like, is befitting, like, there was a logic behind what they did.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how to shoot a goddamn crossbow.
Yeah,
like,
that was hilarious. Dude, just him in the bathroom watching the videos and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, them, did. Like, not knowing the rules, and they're just like, fuck it. Like, we gotta get this
done. No, you can't kill her. It has to be the bride. You know, it's just, you can't kill her. You have to maim her and all that stuff. And it's great. It was great. I thought it was awesome.
Yeah, I enjoyed it as well.
I wish I had a better feeling walking out of the theater instead of like, yeah, cool.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. But I mean, I was just glad that I liked it.
That's it. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, where it's just like, because we had talked about it before, like it could either be really, really good or really, really bad.
Exactly.
And it wasn't. It was actually really good.
It was actually good. Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
Indeed.
I did watch another movie.
You did?
I did.
You told me. I'm happy.
Yes. We're talking about scary things, or scary stories to tell in the dark.
Like, what are you doing? Flipping your shirt like a weirdo.
Scary stories to tell in the dark.
Ooh, it's spooky. No, what'd you think, man?
I fucking hated it so much.
Are you serious?
Yes, I am serious. Really? I thought it was god awful.
Really?
I saw it was the second movie in a double feature at the drive-in, and there was a time where I would consider that I could just drive out of there and leave. I'm glad that I didn't, because a lot of the stuff that I enjoyed is in the later half of the movie.
Yeah, the later half is much better than the first half of the film.
But we had talked about a lot on this podcast about how I've started to forgive horror movies, started to appreciate the horror genre again after all of the bad that has been done to how I perceive the genre in the early 2000s. This reminds me of a movie I would have watched back then and hated.
Really?
Yeah. This reminded me of like The Ring. It reminded me of just terrible garbage nonsense I used to have to watch when I was a teenager or early teen.
See, because it made me think of that, but like it made me think of all the stuff that I liked.
Hated it.
Really?
Hated it. I don't know what to tell. It makes me feel bad.
I don't even know how you can hate it. Like, I mean, like tell me, did you be specific?
Okay, I'm going to be specific. So let me get into it. First of all, here's a really, none of the characters I fucking liked or understood what they were doing.
What was his name?
Was it Rodrigo? Was it Augie? I think Augie was okay.
Wait, was Augie the funny guy?
God.
I liked the movie and I can't remember the fucking characters.
Well, that's what I wanted to get to. The characters are so non... They, don't really matter other than being people who can be killed.
Cannon fodder.
Be killed. Or are going to be part of the next set piece while we slowly discover the exposition and the rules. Also, it was set in 1968 for literally no reason.
Oh, that's what I was trying to tell you. Like, and they're real fast and loose with that whole thing.
Every trope that you could imagine that you could fit into a modern horror movie, like looking something up on the internet, is just done with we sat and are looking at something, and even audio recordings, which could have just been videos or whatever.
That's what I was trying to say, where it was like, it's like it's in the 60s, but it doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah,
and it's
really
like real
does.
Fast and loose with the 60s because that of those exact reasons. That was what I was trying to say. It was just like, you know, I mean, it's not like it, and they try to add it like, oh, this is a dictaphone or whatever.
Yeah,
it was.
Whatever. What made me laugh, he said, I've seen one of these before. And I'm just like, where?
Yeah, I know. Like, where have you seen one of these? Like, yeah, Rodrigo has too much world experience.
He really does.
For being
18.
For being 18.
And I'm guessing and the other kids poor, are like and just, 15,
and just,
16.
And just a poor immigrant farmer. You know, like he knows way too much.
Well, they're also best friends because they met once.
Yeah, he let him hang out in her car. He's the mysterious stranger, Ryan. Yeah. God damn it, man. That's not even just a horror trope.
No, it's not. It really isn't.
That's a classic trope. Oh,
it is.
Oh, he has a switchblade.
Exactly.
He's not from around here.
Dude, and I understand it was the like gimmick of the movie or however you want to put it, but it was just like scene. And I understand because it's Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark and blah 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 blah.
So no. I have a thing about that.
Yeah, they're too. Trying to fit it into a movie format, and I get it. But it was like, all right, scene, horror concept, exposition scene, horror concept.
See,
exposition scene, horror concept. Some of those horror concepts really good.
Oh yeah,
the Red Room shit.
The Red Room is the best
primo
one.
Primo terrifying yeah. filmmaking.
Oh yeah, the Red Room is absolutely horrifying. I was yes. gonna tell you, what did you think of the Red Room sequence?
Because
that's
fucking amazing.
My favorite one. Yeah. It's so scary.
That's why if I would have left, I would have been pissed. And that yeah. shit was so good.
I liked the dude that could put himself back together yeah. too. That guy was horrifying.
The second half of the movie
he
was
a great
good.
Monster. Yeah, yeah. The last half of the movie is fantastic.
Yeah.
Everything from the hospital forward is great.
Yes, I agree.
Setting it up, like I like the Scarecrow one just because that's a classic.
Yeah.
You know, and I was just like, okay, eh, all right. But then the one, the kid with the goat, with the zombie lady.
Yes.
That one was a bit, like, at that point, I get where you were like, all right, I got to get the fuck out of here. Because, like, I was yes. just like, is this what the whole fucking movie's? Because there's a way to do that one that they should have done. You didn't need all the jump scares that were going on in that
yeah.
one.
Yeah, and
you
the really no, and the jump scares didn't even bother me. Like,
no,
except
but it's,
for they did two of the looking over things.
Yes.
I'm like, they did that twice. It yeah. was weird.
No, because like that one bothered me a lot because it's like this isn't scary. I'm just waiting for what, like, you know, it's gonna happen the whole time. Nothing. That whole bit, I was like, is this what the whole fucking movie's
yeah.
gonna be? So like, I was on board. I'm with you where I was just kind of like, eh. But I did like the whole, like, they do everything that you should have, like, that you would have thought of to get rid of that book.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I did like that.
Yeah.
I did like that. I was like, why don't they just burn it? And they were burning it. And
yeah,
I was like,
yeah, yeah.
Good.
No, it's, good. It's, but the Red Room was terrifying. And yeah. that's the kid that I liked. He was the
okay,
kid I
yes,
liked the
yeah,
most
yeah.
in the movie.
Okay,
like,
yeah.
cause like, he genuinely sells being scared about
yeah.
it, the whole thing. Like, typically the comedic character in all these types of movies is the best character in all of them.
Yeah.
Because they're the only ones that are like, they're more rational, it seems like. I've always liked the funnier characters because they're just like, yeah, shit sucks. We shouldn't have done this, you know? I liked the when he's hiding in the closet. And he opens up and it's the old lady with
yeah.
the dog. That scene scared the shit. Just that quick bit,
that quick
pincher
little
just sitting there, that Doberman scared the shit out of me, man.
Yeah, it was good.
But no, it's, I'm going to ask you this because I thought of it after I watched it because I've been thinking about that movie a lot. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But do you think, given the way that, like you said, it's set up, delivery, do you think it would have been better as an anthology film?
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's where, what I like the old Twilight Zone movie and everything.
Because by the time I had forgot that they did zero character development and
yeah, like they hint oh dude, that got on me too. No.
Yeah, by the time I had forgotten
her and her
all
dad,
of that, the
I
movie
more,
really goes up.
Yeah, her and her dad. I wanted more of her and her dad, you know, and we don't get enough of that.
Here's a prime example of how bad they did on making me give a shit about any of the characters is at the end of the movie, there are three characters in a car, and I didn't know who the third person was.
It was a sister.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I didn't know that.
Yeah,
Brittany
yeah,
was
yeah.
like, oh, yeah, I guess she's better. And I was like, who? She's like, the sister. I was like, what are you talking about? I was like, I thought that was her mom. And she's like, that was a young girl. And I was like, I was confused. I didn't know what was happening.
She does look
she's like,
drastically
she's
older
like
than the
all
rest
of us. And I was like, oh, what, did her mom come back? Is
yeah, no, it was
at?
Weird that the sister was just
that
like,
was like a
I'm
reveal.
Here
I was like,
too.
She was there for 1 second.
Yeah, she was there for like two scenes. She had her big thing with the spiders.
Yeah.
And that, but like before that, she's like an afterthought of a character. And it's almost like they were just like, oh, wait, we should include her.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. The spirit,
and then, and
the overall spirit of
and
the
they're
movie.
Like, they're
like,
still
got
gone.
Me.
And I was like, and don't talk about Tim. Like, Tim deserved it. But the other two are still gone.
Yeah.
It's so funny that yeah. like they didn't bring that up.
Yeah.
I mean, he literally did try to kill them.
Oh, Tommy?
Yeah. Was it Tommy
it
or
was
Tim
Tommy.
Or
it was
whatever?
Tommy. Yeah.
But at the end, she's like, they're still gone. And I was like, oh, so what did she do? I don't know. And then I was also, you don't have to get too wrapped up in this shit because it's like, horror movies go a certain way, but I remember being like, guessing she has to write her own story in this fucking book, and that's gonna, it's like, everybody knew that was coming.
But, like, I don't know, I was coming at it as, like a kid that ages intro into all of it. And the spirit of its making really got me. Like, where I was just like, dude, if I was a junior higher and this was the first scary movie I was watching, this would get me interested into horror.
If it wasn't running.
Because it's not really for like grownups.
No, it's not. If it wasn't. This is what makes me not like it, like borderline hate it. I'm a little, hate is a little strong because some of the filmmaking was pretty good near the end, especially. If they didn't make it where it was like characters that run all the way through the movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Like because, I said, the anthology.
Yeah. They didn't set it up, but like that fucking, you know, they read something and then they go and they do the Red Room shit. And that's like a 20-minute episode of something. Perfect.
Oh yeah, no, it would have been great if there was like, you know, like a almost like a never ending story kind of like one kid's reading the book. And then in each sequence is a separate story, like how they did Tommy's, where she's reading the story about Tommy and you're watching Tommy run from the scarecrow and stuff like that. Like that was, I thought that was the way it was going to be. Like we had the little setup and they go to the haunted house and I found a book, yeah. You know, and then that was going to be the whole thing. I didn't really expect there to be this whole like evil book thing and all that. You know,
it was strange. Like it's like, oh, she cried, and now they're at the thing, and then now later,
it's weird.
You realize that it's because of this, and she's writes spooky stories, I guess, which I didn't realize until like the end. And
what's weird too is like they defeat. They're acting like there's going to be a sequel, and I'm like, how are you going to make more? Like. It's over. Those kids aren't coming back.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Yeah. One got absorbed.
Yeah. That was horrifying. God, that was so scary.
Yeah, it was so good. Like that alone, I'm like, I can't really say that I hated it.
They did a really good job in that of like that panic and not knowing where to go anymore. Cause you're literally out of options.
They almost went a little far with like, I was almost like, okay, we get it. And then I noticed it's because then all of them had converged.
Yeah.
But like they went a little far with the whip pan and the whip pan and the whip pan and the whip pan. And then I was like, okay. And then it did stop. So I was like, okay, good. They may have looked at that a couple of times and been like, how many times can we do that?
God, that was horrifying. Yeah. Just the creature design's really good in the movie.
Yeah. And the panic and the pace. But like, yeah, I think it's just that first like, we get what's going on, but like they felt the need to like explain it to us three times before like we roll with the plan or we uncover anything.
Yeah.
But the, and then some of them, like the kid in the soup or the stew, that one wasn't particularly like, if I had watched a little episode of that, like I'd been like, whatever.
Kind of a bad Goosebumps.
It's like, yeah, it's Goosebumps for sure. Which is fine. I understand this is for children, but.
It's not for children.
Preteens.
Yeah.
PG-13.
The tween crowd.
But yeah, it was not for me.
Dude, I'm sorry to hear that, man, because I really, really liked it. There's a lot that I really liked about the movie. Because like I said, the overall spirit of it was like, it harkens back to the early days of horror for the old Josh.
Yeah, well, and that's what I wanted to say is, I think it's a positive kind of nostalgia for you, and it was very negative
for
nostalgia
you.
For me.
I know, that sucks, dude.
I'm rediscovering like older,
yeah, we're watching
classic
yeah.
horror and kind of a more contemporary look at horror these days, and this was kind of, like you said, kind of just a very specific era of early horror that I was subjected to the bad versions of.
It's crazy. It's crazy that it spoke to different time periods for us. Cause I think of all my glory days when I was first starting to watch the, you know, like fucking, God, I can't remember the name of it. It's got Christopher Dorff in it. Stephen Dorff. He's a little kid and they fucking do a Ouija party while their parents are gone and demons start popping. I always want to call it The Pit, and it's not The Pit. Cause The Pit is a terrible movie. It's an awful movie. But no, it's, yeah, the kids all have a Ouija party, and then demons start breaking up out of the house. The not the exorcist, poltergeist. Poltergeist. It made me think of poltergeist and stuff like that. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And then you're over here with, like, Scream and Grudge, and I'm just like,
I'm just man.
That sucks, dude.
For sure. It's because it just, that was a period where it, like, had kind of devolved, and then you didn't get a lot of, like, you actually didn't get a lot of mainstream horror for a while.
No.
And it's coming back. And like I said, it just, I'm younger than you. Yeah. So I caught it at a tail end of that horror scene that was bad.
Yeah.
And this is reminding me of that because they share similar DNA, but there's
there's a lot of like Final Destination that's going on in this movie where it's like, you know, what's going to happen and you have to try, you know, like, especially that scene where they're on the phone with the guy, you know. Or when the cop, with the cop and everything. Yeah.
And
sorry, dude.
It just it set off like, oh God, I hate horror movies because they're so bad in my brain. And I was like, and this is proving it to me. And lately when I had watched horror, I'm just like, horror's great. What have I been doing my whole life?
Yeah.
So unfortunately there's something a bit in the base DNA of this movie that made me
there are bad horror movies. Like the whole genre is not great.
No.
It's like, you know, talking about, it's the same thing with like sci-fi or fantasy films and stuff. Any kind of genre has its ups and downs, dude. And
yeah,
maybe this wasn't for you, you know?
I said, there's good filmmaking on display here. I'm not going to be like, you're dumb for liking it. I think it's just, this is just a complete different in taste on this one.
Oh, like, for sure. Yeah. Yeah, dude. Because I'm just like, I really like, yeah. I mean, yeah, there's some, I do agree that an anthology type of approach would have been a much better, like you get the narration with the girl when she's reading the book, but story is separate with a different kid or whatever.
Yeah. And then maybe you find out that like it had really happened, but not like this panic of trying to stop it fucking never being able to succeed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I guess they succeeded with her.
They succeed. Yeah, they succeed. And that's why I'm trying to figure out how they're going to work that sequel that they tease at the end. I'm just like, that's because the end.
Stories that were already written cannot be unwritten, or can they?
I guess.
Could be.
I liked the final conflict too, because it wasn't like your slam bang action. It was a conversation, and I think that's great when in these like and they did it in Paranorman and everything, you know, where you have your main character and the evil spirit or monster or whatever, you have a talk, you know, between the two, and you have to remind them about living or whatever it was, you know, and it's that's always great. I love that instead of like, you know, houses breaking and then they have to like bathe in like the blood of a virgin or something. And fucking
God, what's the movie with fucking Pinhead in it?
Hellraiser,
like the end of Hellraiser.
Yeah,
I'm trying to remember. I remember it was over the top. Now I can't even remember what the fuck happened. They burned the house down.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Everything about Hellraiser is over the top.
That's true.
I think everybody just likes the design of Pinhead and the Cenobites and everything more than they actually like Hellraiser. I hate Hellraiser.
Yeah, it wasn't my favorite. I'm sure I saw it as a kid and then I rewatched it. Joe Bob played it one of his marathons.
You watched it on the marathon, right?
Yeah, and I was like, eh, fucking whatever.
Yeah, when's that show coming back?
I don't know, but it's coming back.
I hope soon.
Yeah.
Oh, of course it's coming back. Dude. Yeah. Without that show, Shudder doesn't exist. Nobody's watching the rest of Shudder.
It's true. It is their biggest draw. But anyway.
Although they have one that looks kind of cool. It's like a punk rock horror. Kind of want to watch. I saw a trailer for it the other day. I was like, that looks pretty cool.
Yeah. There is stuff on there that I'm like, that could be good or it could be bad.
You looks know a little mean? Wonky. Makes me think of like a horror version of Repo Man. I was like, cool.
Okay. All right. But yeah, when it comes to scary stories, it's a bummer. I don't want to not like it. It just didn't work.
Yeah. I'm sorry, dude. I give that a full recommend, man. I really enjoyed that movie.
No. And again, like I said, it was really the first half of the movie was like, oh no. And then the second half, the thing has caught me and I was like, oh, that's really good. So
yeah, it does take a bit to get going.
It was kind of a mixed bag for me, but my reservations and my prejudices towards horror. What I used to, if you remember, I've come a long way.
Oh,
I used
to yell at me about it.
It's a genre that is inherently bad.
Oh,
if
dude,
you make it, and it's horror, it's going to be bad.
Yeah, I remember
because it's a bad genre.
I remember we would talk about it, like, what'd you see this week or whatever? And I'd tell you some horror movie that I hadn't seen. And you're just like, fuck, stop watching those movies. Ah, horror stuff. Oh, let me guess. The guy's got a blue knife. Or he's like, oh, he's like a monster face. You know, it's like, oh, no. Fuck that. You know, and you get all mad and you're just like, I watched 1408. Fuck that movie. You
know? 1408, which is really scary. What's weird is I'm not being frightened by horror movies quite as much as I used to. But then again, I don't know. Maybe there's... But then I watched Annihilation.
I was going to say. That's not true. I feel like a lot of people don't credit Annihilation as the horror film that it is. Dude, everybody talks about what great, amazing sci-fi it is, which it also is. But it is absolutely terrifying. That is the scariest movie I've seen in a long time.
I think sci-fi horror has always been, has always hit me more because there's something in my brain that could be real.
Oh, see, you know what I mean? It's the complete unknown. It's that we don't know what's out there.
Exactly. You know? And that's the thing. And that could actually exist. But I don't believe in ghosts and spirits and shit.
Oh, yeah. Like, see, like
serial killers, you know, I do. I think they're real.
Yeah. They're very real. I've entertained the idea of a serial killer.
So
ghosts and all the demons and stuff like that. Like, I don't know. I came up religious and stuff. Yeah. So I was just like, but I'm just like, yeah, I don't really believe in all of it, but it's like, at the same time, I'm like, but what if it is?
Yeah, exactly. No, everybody does that, but it works for me if it's like being played a little for laughs. The fact that like in Ready or Not, where they're actually going to sacrifice somebody to Satan himself.
Okay, you've never seen Cabin in the Woods?
No.
Cabin in the Woods is right up your alley. We're going to have to watch that. That's one of my favorites. I love that movie, dude. It basically takes everything from every horror movie and throws it in, and maybe there's like a demon god that they have to sacrifice these kids to and stuff. It's awesome. It's a Joss Whedon movie, so it's got that Whedon humor. So you get these blue collar guys that are putting these kids through horrible shit and acting like it's like business as usual. They're betting on who's going to survive, and then they're having like celebration parties and stuff. It's hilarious. It's a great movie.
I'll have to check it out. I remember hearing it was good.
No.
You see anything else?
I'm watching The Terror.
The Terror?
The Terror.
Terror?
Terror.
Okay.
On Hulu right now. It's the AMC series based off the Dan Simmons book, which I never read. It's about the Terror, the ship, the Antarctic and everything like that. The Arctic. I think it's the Arctic Circle.
Arctic, yeah.
Arctic is up. Antarctic is down.
Down.
Yeah. God. I went to school.
The Antarctic.
But yeah, it's like a horror version of what happened to them and stuff. I'm about halfway through it. It is really good. It's really creepy. We finally just saw the actual monster and everything, and it's like a crazy polar bear kind of thing. It's really creepy. It's really tense, and it's great. I really, really, really am enjoying it.
Nice.
Good cast. Fantastic cast. A lot of Game of Thrones guys. One guy, I don't know his name, but he was in this show called The Last Kingdom. He plays the monk on the show. He's in
like
it.
That show, Monk?
Yes.
What was Monk about?
Really?
He's a germaphobe, right?
Yeah, he's an agoraphobe, basically.
But like, what did he do?
He had a great detective mind.
Oh.
And he would go and solve murders, but like his hands would get dirty. I don't know.
Have you seen the new Rocko's Modern Life?
If it Jesus. If it wasn't for Tony Shalhoub, I would have hated that show entirely because it's pretty insufferable. But no, I haven't seen the new Rocko. I kind of want to watch it, but every time I go back, I'm just like, I go back to one of those where they do it now. I'm just like,
so, yeah, usually. Anyway, the point I was going to get to is there's like, so I need to watch Glow still.
I know. Like, I haven't even
there's
touched
just Glow. So every time you're like, I'm watching this new show, I'm just like, oh God, please don't make it sound good because there's too much shit I want to watch anyway.
Dude, I'll you're never going to watch it anyway because you hate TV and you think you're better
I don't
than
hate
everybody.
TV.
You said it's recorded. You hate TV, and anybody that watches it is dumb, especially me. I swear to God that was either
Josh,
on air or off.
If what
air.
You're trying to prove is that I'm capable of being hyperbolic, I'm not going to argue you on that. All right.
I'm just saying, you're just like, oh, I like TV. And I'm like, no, you don't.
I really don't. And it's mostly because I don't got time.
You have so much time.
Josh, I do not have time for this.
Don't point at your computer screen. That's hours away.
It is hours away. About 23 hours away.
About 23 hours at this point, right?
Yeah. So... thank you very much for listening. Do you want to talk about the terror some more? Sorry. I realize I cut you off.
I don't
to
know.
To ask about Monk and Rocco.
No. This really, like, I mean, it's a good show. Check it out. Great performances. Really tense. Really, it's, like I said, it's got the suspense, like, with Hitchcock and stuff. It's got that going on. It's got a monster. It's got a, like, we don't know who to trust. It's the survival situation because these guys are marooned in the Arctic on two ships.
I think I do need to find a good horror show.
Check out Terror, dude. Yeah. Dan, you might really get into it. It's you get some flashbacks to before they left, and a couple like not flashbacks, but like what's going on in England
back
at the same
home,
time.
Yeah,
back home. So there's that going on. Some cool stuff with the crew and everything, and it's the up and down of the mood. It's kind of like what I liked about Lost when it first started, except, like, I know it's not going to suck when it's over. It's not going to make me rethink the last 6 years of my life watching this show. They're doing a second season of it, which I think is dumb, you know, because I hate that, like, when these, like, one-offs that should be one-offs, they create a second season, a following up to it. And they're just like, and now it's set in this time period and it's with these people. And it's like, this wasn't fucking written, you know, like you didn't write this. This is just something you made up because the show was popular.
Exactly.
It bothers me. It's
like one
Haunting
of the
a Hell House
of like, television.
Like they're doing a season
but
two
I mean,
of Haunting a Hill House.
Movies,
but... yeah. Like they're doing a season two of Haunting a Hill House with the same fucking house. And I'm like, well, you can't do the same fucking family. Like that's, that story's over. What are you doing? They're like, oh man, somebody else moved in and ooh. Like, no.
Woo again.
No, get those guys that made that show
and see
so
if they
good
have any other ideas.
And make another horror show.
Agreed.
You know, it just.
See,
why can't we just have one
of
run?
Yes. Isn't as good as that brand again.
I get
so,
it. Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. Like, it doesn't register that way. Yeah, with people. I get that. But it just bugs the shit out of me where I'm just like, no.
Oh,
let this be this. Like, that's fine.
Yeah, no, it used to be you made a really good movie and they go, shit, what else do you have?
Yeah.
And now it's like, you're going to make four sequels, right? Yeah,
you're going to make nine more of these.
Yeah.
Because you signed our contract in blood.
Yep.
We so, own you.
We own you now.
Russo brothers.
Yeah. The Russos. By the way, Ready or Not was directed by two people.
Yeah.
And I thought that might be a mess. And then I realized that there's a lot of movies that have two directors.
Oh, there's tons of movies that have two directors. Like Captain Marvel.
Like Captain Marvel, for instance. The first one you think of when you think, when you think of a duo of directors. Not The Matrix.
Fargo
or
brothers.
Fargo.
The Fargo brothers.
Fargo brothers.
Coen brothers.
The Coen brothers. The Duffer brothers.
The
which,
Duffer brothers.
Yeah.
The Farleys. They had their time.
Had
Farleys.
Their time.
Fairly. Is it Farleys or
Farleys? I think it's
Farley. Farleys. The Farleys, they had their time, and man,
true,
what a time.
And one of them is a best picture director now.
Yes. So. The Seth Rogen. Seth Rogen and his friend, they do
a lot of shows.
They
That's
do
right.
a lot of shows. They do a couple movies. They're
true
real
that.
Good.
True that. To be honest, Will Ferrell and Adam McKay did a lot together, their production mm-hmm. company. Anyway, I don't think they ever directed together, but yeah. So I had seen that when it was coming up, and I was like, ooh, no. But maybe that was just because of Captain Marvel. Maybe it's three directors. Maybe three directors is the wrong thing. But I honestly think it's more how many writers are there.
It really, I think it's the writer situation where it's like when you look at that writing thing and it's got like this writer did the screenplay, this writer did the screenplay, this writer did the screenplay, this writer did the story, this writer did, and it's like, oh my God, there's like nine writers. This is gonna be
characters pie.
Yeah.
Oh man. Anyway, well, There you go. There's a double dose of movie for you.
I can't remember what movie I watched, but it was like a block of credits for writers and then another block of credits for writers and then like another two. Yeah. And I was just like, oh my God, what did I do?
It was probably like Jurassic World 2.
It was something like that. Yeah, it was some terrible. Oh, it was awful. I can't remember what the fuck it was. I watched it on TV.
You have five fades and it's all producer credits.
No. That's really bad. That's really what I think that's the real big telling thing is when there's just like producer, executive producer, co-producer.
How many studio
assistant co-producer, co-assistant co-producer?
How many production company logos come up? You're just like Alibaba, Tencent. You're like, oh no. And then you get to like private division, and you're like, okay, I've started to hear some of these.
Fox Searchlight. Yeah. These are still going.
Jesus. Well, there's a double dose of movies for you. I want to say that we will be back next week, but I can't guarantee that because I'm going to be playing World of Warcraft Classic every single day. For as long as I can, for the foreseeable future.
For the
rest of my life. Going on welfare. staying home. You know.
Kind of collect disability.
Yeah, exactly. I'm about to get in a big truck accident today. nothing's also coming out, but... we've been talking about having an episode dedicated to some of our favorite television, and it's actually just one. We want to talk about the Orville, possibly other Star Trek related things.
I think it would be nice to do like, I want the Orville to stand on its own when we talk about it.
Don't
want to
bring
like it. It's hard not to compare and contrast. You know,
I mean,
like,
it's a Star Trek show.
It's the new Star Trek show. Yeah.
So, but I mean, it doesn't have to be like, now let's pick them apart. Like, it can stand independently. I agree. But I'm sure we'll find something to talk about. And I might be able to find 90 minutes to watch a movie if I have to.
You are so irritating.
But thank you very much for listening.
You don't like good movies. You don't like television. And you rub my face in it that I enjoy some shows. It's not like I love TV, man.
You love TV. It just upsets me when you sell me on a show because I know I'm never going to be able to watch it.
That's not my fault. You're going to be able to watch it. You just won't. What cracks me up is when you sell me on a show and then abandon me.
Yes, that's true. I will do that.
I'm like, dude, did you check this out? No. All right, get caught up. Yeah, I'm going to get caught up.
Yeah.
And I know you're not doing anything. And then I'll talk to you like next time. Hey, dude, you get caught up? No.
Nah. I'm never going to watch it again.
I don't know. I thought about it. I think it's dumb. And I'm just like, what?
Thought more about it. Decided I don't like it. And it's stupid.
And then I get the
because like, I'm not gonna watch it.
Then I get like the 45 minute lecture about how dumb TV is and why would you watch TV when you could just watch a movie.
There are so many movie films you have not seen.
I know, and I'm like, well, did you watch this movie? No.
Yeah. I think I always been like, I've never seen The Godfather 2, and you think I'm gonna watch 10 seasons of Mad Men? It's like, well then why don't you watch Godfather 2? Oh yeah, I'm gonna go get right on that.
Yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, like I have 3 hours to watch Godfather 2, and I'm just like, what are you doing? You don't do any. You come to work and then you bug me on the internet.
Hey, I saw two movies in one day. Give me a
you
break.
You did. I'm proud of you, man. I only saw one.
That's my dedication to this podcast, Josh.
And it's shining and
don't
through.
You forget it. So no, we'll be back next week. We'll figure something out. Thank you very much for listening. You can find us on all major podcasting apps, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and more. Your favorite app. It will be on there. We are Mighty Fish Productions on YouTube. You can check out Classic Ketchup and our other video content there. Twitch.tv/Mighty Fish Productions.
We have to do another one of those.
Oh, I agree.
We both enjoyed doing it.
Yeah.
Like, we just never sat down and done it again.
We just got to work it out.
Yeah.
We got to work the problem.
Yeah. It's definitely not going to be now because WoW's out.
True. Unless it's about World of Warcraft. Then I'm down. No, we'll be back. But yeah, twitch.tv/mightyfishproductions. You can go there if you want to have an empty page with no content on it. follow us.
It makes me laugh every time you say it, and you've added it in there every single time. You're like, we have a Twitch page. Don't go there.
Because at some point, if we do make one and somebody's listening to an old episode and they go to there and then like we actually are active, it'll pay off. Yeah.
I got you.
You can tweet at us. We're at Mighty Movie Pod on Twitter. Thank you very much for listening. We will see you next week. I have and always will be Ryan.
And I am still Josh.
Goodbye.